up again. Computer class, yeah, tell me your name. It's now the time. We grow with each other every day. It's beyond us now. Can't control ourselves emotionally. This is our life. You went on to find your way. You went on to find. You went on to find your way. You went on to find. You went on to find your way. You went on to find. You went on to find your way. You went on to find. You went on to find your way.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Real Mentors Podcast, the best in the business at it again. Here to talk about movies, TV, and of course, have some fun along the way, because otherwise, what's the point? And as always, I'm not alone here. I'm joined by a couple co-hosts. The first, our technical producer, the man we lovely refer to as the Man Beast, Mr. Mike Rose.
Hey, man. I got a shout-out on the freaking... On the review of Spider-Man Homecoming.
I've been putting the Man Beast in there when I do my... Yeah.
I just noticed that. I actually made a comment on your...
I know, I saw it. I was like, well, it has to be Mike. You know, I got to promote. I got to put your name out there, you know.
There we go.
And, of course, joining us by the phone, of course, all the way from the parts unknown, otherwise Houston, Texas. Chewy, how's it going, my man?
The upside down, baby.
The upside down. Yeah, that's pretty accurate when it comes to you. Thanks for joining us again. We're going to do a regular episode here. I know we're doing a retrospective, which we're going to release our 90s episode on the 4th of July. It's a, you know, celebrate Independence Day and all that. But now we're going to get to some more regular topics. We're doing What the Fudge. We are halfway. What about June 30th? So this is this halfway mark of the year. So we get into the best of the year thus far. And, of course, the movie Tinder. And then we'll jump into some TV. A lot of good stuff that's been going on over the past few weeks we haven't been able to touch on. So let's get started. Let's get started with the worst of the worst, of course. And What the Fudge is the worst topic, the most... I mean, it's been talked about a lot the last week and a half, but we haven't talked about it. There's a lot to go into in this, and I never thought I'd be saying this about a Lucasfilm, Star Wars, Marvel, whatever situation. But what the fudge is going on over there?
Han Solo,
and the debacle that's been going on, unraveling before our eyes.
I don't know what's worse, man. Them firing their director or bringing in Richie Cunningham to run the movie.
There's a lot of fudge going around, man. There's a lot of fudge here, man. I mean,
am I right about that?
Oh God! So we'll backtrack. We'll start from the beginning, because obviously, you know, first of all, nobody was excited about a Han Solo movie.
I've read about this exhaustively, so I'm ready to.
Oh yeah, and all three of us are huge Star Wars fans here, so this is worth speaking about. Obviously, you know, they started filming 6 months ago in January, the Han Solo, whatever the case is, and then 3 weeks left into production of principal photography, anyway, which is an extensive amount of shooting. I think 90% of the more the film was completed, then they decided to fire their directors, Phil Lord and Chris Miller, for quote-unquote creative differences, you know, the infamous creative differences that comes up every so often, stuff that we're used to seeing from Warner Brothers, but not from Lucasfilm, not recently anyway. And, of course, all kinds of stuff started coming out after that. They were really fired. It wasn't a creative differences kind of thing, per se. Apparently, there was issues with the tone of the movie because, yes, they wanted something comedic, but I guess they were going above and beyond what they thought they were getting.
It was too much, according to what I read. But I get that. But I honestly fall on the side of creative here because they brought these guys in to do this, okay? And that's the issue, right? So this Kathleen Kennedy decides that they're not matching the creative vision. She's the Kevin Feige of Star Wars, supposedly.
Yeah, and she's a good producer. She really is. And
it's fine. I don't have any...
I mean, I don't...
Here's my thing. You bring in... they're looking at the dailies, okay?
Presumably.
Well, they should be. I guess,
but I don't think...
Well,
it doesn't seem like it because...
Two-thirds of the movie was shot. Actually, more than that.
90%.
I think it was 90% of the movie.
90%, more or less.
How do you get to 90% and say, wow, this movie's really not doing what we
That's
want?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm like, really, bro?
I mean, you wait. I mean, listen, I don't care if they're firing you. Do what you got to do. It's a movie. I get it. But you went 3 weeks? I mean, these guys were comedic directors. What did you expect? These guys gave us Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, which is a good movie. They gave us 21, 22 Jump Street, which were very funny movies. And, of course, the brilliant Lego movie, which is fantastic. And you know their style. You know how they do. They like to improv, and that's what they do. And you didn't notice before you brought them to the movie. You know what I'm saying?
They knew everything. That's why I think she's.
Well, I heard she's tough. I heard there was complaints that they were saying that
she's hard to work with.
She didn't like the way
same thing happened to the other cat that did Rogue One.
Well, no, yeah, now it's a pattern,
right?
And for the independent, at least for the anthology
films. That's my thing, man. Let the guy be creative. Let these guys do their thing. If the movie fails, then blame it on the director. But you know what? If a guy's got a creative vision for your project, you hired him. You have to stick with it through the end. Just my opinion.
No, I couldn't agree more. And I think there was stories out. Take this with a grain of salt. I'm not sure what's true or not. But I guess the main actor who played Han Solo, I can't think of his name right now for some reason. But he was saying that there was a lot of improv going off script, and it was becoming like an Ace Ventura movie. I mean, calm down. I'm sure that's what he said. It's not an Ace.
So to me, I think that here's what this is though. This is kind of like when you're working somewhere, right? And a manager gets fired, all right? And you've worked for companies that this has happened. I've worked for companies that this has happened. People, like, troops align on the side that they think is going to work best for them. There's actors that have problems with the director being fired aren't going to speak up about it because that's a huge franchise, and that's the last thing you want to do is be the guy that did that. You know, you don't want to be the next Jake, whatever his name is, that was... Yes. You don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be the one hit wonder.
Oh, no, I agree. Hey, listen, they're paying your checks. You're going to sell the ones who's giving you the money. Right, right.
That's my point. They shouldn't have, if it was me, if I was a professional and I disagreed with what they did with the director, I wouldn't have said it. I wouldn't have made any comment.
No, exactly.
That's my point.
No, I agree. And it's funny because, you know, he talks about that, but then we learned recently, things keep unraveling over the last couple weeks. And this is not uncommon. I want to throw this out there. It's not uncommon. But they brought in an acting coach to work with the Han Solo actor because I guess he was having issues. Not the first time we hear that, but...
Yeah, but why? How do you... Really? That's my
he's
point.
Speechless.
Really?
But, again,
but that's my point. Is this... That's Star Wars is notorious for bringing in actors that can't act. And that's my point. You know what? The original Star Wars, you had three main characters that all had some experience working in the movies. One was a legacy because her mother was a big movie star.
Right, right.
Okay. One was a kid that had done a couple of independent movies and was right out of college. And the other one was a guy that had done a couple of big movies and really wasn't, remember, because he was in American Graffiti, Harrison Ford. American Graffiti, the Vietnam movie that Francis Ford Coppola did.
Apocalypse
Now. Okay, this is my point. These are three relatively unknowns. You're rolling the dice, but you have to know whether they can act before you start shooting. Saying that this kid isn't going to be like, oh, this kid needs an acting coach, 90% of the way through the movie...
Thank you.
...tells me that there's some... it was either beyond horrific, and these guys were having a laugh, you know, the two directors, Chris Miller and whatever the other guy...
Phil Lord.
Yeah. We're having a laugh about this, and finally Kathleen Kennedy had enough, or nobody was at the switch... Okay, and if nobody's at the switch over 90% of the movie, this movie's going to be a sack of crap.
Well, I throw this your way. I mean, are we in trouble here, or are we panicking for no reason?
I'm going to side on the side of Kathleen Kennedy and reserve judgment because, I mean, yeah, this is highly unusual. It's almost never done.
Except that it happened to Gareth Edwards,
too. With this kind of budget... Okay, but let's see what the final product is really past judgment, because if Ron Howard is able to write the ship and get the reshoots in and get the right tone that they're looking for, you know what? And 12 months, we're going to say, who cares? It was a great movie.
We said about Rogue One, because Rogue One was a really good movie. My issue was, I'm not sure what her malfunction was with Gareth Edwards. I think that she was trying to say that he was inexperienced and he wasn't a finisher. And that's why they did some stuff in post production with someone
else? They did a lot more. I mean, they completely rewrote the movie. They changed everything.
Yeah, from what I understand, they reshot, and again, this is speculation, but between 40% and 60% of the movie, which is a substantial amount, including the ending.
Yes. So we could end up not seeing Han Solo until 2018 or 2019.
They have stuck to the guns as far as the release date. They haven't decided they're going
forward.
They
can say whatever they want. I'm telling you.
I mean,
if
as of now,
not ready to come out, they're not going to put it out.
I mean, for the money that they're I mean, because obviously this is a Disney owned property, and for the money they want bang on their return. That's going to bomb.
They brought really in some seasoned Hollywood actors for this movie. You don't think one of the Woody Harrelson or what's this kid that was in the Community? What was
Danny
that?
Glover?
Glover.
Yeah, he was good. He's
Kevin
really good.
Glover. Isn't it Kevin Glover?
No, it's Donald. Isn't it Donald?
Donald Glover.
Yeah, Donald.
I thought you said Danny Glover.
Oh no, not he's the father.
Yeah. But you know, listen, they need to speak up and say, look, this guy's not getting it done.
I mean, we're not going to.
But wasn't there also some issues between Lord Miller and the writers?
Well,
and because they were going too off script from what they had written, and there was issues of friction because of that as well.
Yeah, there was the reports of Lawrence Kasdan, I think his name is, who wrote the original,
Empire, and his son working with them.
Yes,
on the script.
And they're very. This is the thing. This is Lord and Miller are new age kind of guys, right? Millennials, what do you want to call them? Kasdan and Kennedy are old schoolers. I think there's a clash there because, God forbid, someone messes with Kasdan's script. Like, I mean, calm down. So, I mean, but it's what it is. God, you know, he was apparently reported that
there's a whole lot of egos.
Exactly. Everybody wants to be the chef. Nobody wants to clean up.
Here's where I kind of pop.
Everybody wants to be the chef. No one wants to be the sous chef.
Exactly.
No. But here's where I pop on the side of Larry Kasdan. This is a dude. This isn't a guy who's some writer, you know, some faceless writer from out of nowhere.
No, he's got credentials.
This guy's got amazing credentials.
Agreed, no doubt. But again,
I mean, Empire, really? That's the greatest Star Wars movie of all time.
I can't disagree with you there, but let's face it, that was
30 years ago.
Right. And we know a lot of great directors, including the one who they brought in, which we'll get to in a second, who did great work early on. And that even Spielberg's not what he used to be, and he's one of the all-time greatest.
This is my issue
because they did the same thing with Rogue One. Rogue One wasn't as bad because I don't think Gareth Edwards was in a position where the creative differences got to the point where Lord Amira got to, and he played ball, and he actually got to direct some of the reshoots, a little bit of them. But this is my issue with this whole thing, this whole anthology, because you don't see this nonsense in the regular movie, in the saga movies, is that you bring in these young up-and-coming directors, let them do what they do. You tell them, give us something different. Because Gareth Edwards, he said, this is a war movie. He's doing a different kind of Star Wars. And it's like, nah, we're changing it. Okay, fine. You bring Lord and Miller. We want something comedic. No problem. You got the right guys. And now, nah, never mind. It's like, dude, give these young guys a chance to do what they do. That's what you brought them in. This anthology movie should be experimental, give us something different.
I always err on the side of the talent. I'm kind of waffling on this because it's just nuts to me.
It's weird. I mean, it worked in Rogue One. Maybe it works again in Han Solo. Who knows? Maybe you're right. In a year from now, we're like, hey, that was awesome. I loved it.
In a year from now, we'll probably forget all about it. If it's a good movie, and it'll be all this will be for nothing. Just wasting time.
But you know what? Let's go to Netflix. Let's talk about the Netflix Marvel series for a minute. I thought when Luke Cage came out, I thought Marvel couldn't throw a ball. They were throwing strikes every series out. This last series, this Iron Fist, was terrible, man. This was like 2 out of 5 stars to me.
I mean,
and even the last 4 episodes of Luke Cage was not good. And I think even Chewie agreed with me on that, right, Chewie?
No, I agree with you on the Iron Fist because it was just completely miscast.
I mean, but it happens though. I mean, everybody Marvel could be Marvel hasn't always hit Star Wars. Exactly, and it's going to happen. Okay. And maybe I mean, Han Solo sucks. Right. It could be the fact that it is what it is.
There's be some pass balls.
Yeah, I was excited about Han Solo to begin with. This definitely is going to get me excited. And you bring in Ron freaking Howard. I mean, look, he's a seasoned guy. I get it. He's got experience. I get it. And he used to be a great director. He has made good movies, but he hasn't made anything bankable since 2004. And not even.
Wow.
Is
it that long?
As far as a movie that's made money.
How about critically acclaimed?
Rush was a good movie. Rush is good. Now, that was a good movie. That was like 4 or 5 years, maybe a little longer than that.
That was the one with the kid, the Thor.
Thor, kid, right? No, the racing movie. That was a good movie. The legitimate good movie.
F1 movie.
It just didn't make any money.
Yeah.
But then you got the whole Angel Demon series was in a heart in the ocean. Yeah. Another one. I can't think of it. So he's very bland. If at the beginning of everything they said Han Solo is being released, great. Who's the director? Ron Howard. I don't think anybody's getting excited. Because he's bland. He's vanilla. And I don't want him messing with
this movie. How did he end up with that job, though? That's my thing.
He has a lot of lineage because obviously he knows he worked with Lucas way back from American Graffiti. And then he did Willow, directed Willow, which was a Lucas-produced movie, I think.
Which is an awful movie, by the way.
Yeah, it doesn't hold up. So, I mean, I guess, you know.
It doesn't hold up. It didn't hold up when it came out.
When it came out, I mean, I was like 10 years old, so it was great when I. But now it's terrible. But when you're 10, it's a great movie. But I mean, it brought him in, and I don't know. It's a mess. It's a disaster. With the smoke, this fire. And I'm like, hey, man, I'll give him. I'm concerned, but I'll give him, you know, like I said, until they mess up, I guess we got to lean on their side for now. They know what they're doing more than we do, that's for sure. And maybe this turns out being a great movie, and hey, it's all good. But if not, we know exactly why it wasn't.
Kathleen Kennedy screwed up.
Screwed up, and it happened. And if she does, so be it. Who cares? The next movie's going to be great.
One bad movie is not going to define her career.
Exactly. And we got episode 8 coming up. That's going to be awesome, hopefully. And then who cares? I mean, whatever.
Yeah. They got money to spare, so no one's crying poverty.
No, exactly. But it's just weird, and you really hear something like to this level, and people get fired all the time. I get it, director. It's not the first time, won't be the last time, but this is Star Wars and all that stuff. And you know, people compare it to Zack Snyder. It's not the same freaking thing. I've heard that. It's ridiculous. Not the same thing.
Keep your ear to the ground. Maybe somebody will say
tragedy,
something.
That wasn't, oh God.
That's not the same thing. He didn't get, it's not even remotely close to what happened there. So that's a different situation entirely. So that's apples and oranges, you know, beyond compare. But let's move on. Like I said, hopefully, whatever. I mean, they make bad food in Chef Ramsay's kitchen too. Sometimes we've seen that. So,
the clams or the oysters or whatever.
The scallops, they're undercooked. You know,
scallops.
Send that shit back. it happened.
Come look at this. What do you see?
But we're still a while away, so let's see how. And I'm sure there's more to the story that's gonna get leaked out from now until the movie gets. I'm sure there is. I'm curious to see exactly what happened, but who knows? But either way, but let's move on. Let's go on. We're halfway through the year. Like I mentioned before, we're halfway through the year. Obviously, I've seen some movies that are coming in July that look phenomenal, but so I will leave those out. But we're seeing 6 months. I think last year, this time of the year. This year's better than last year by far.
Yeah, definitely.
Although I think Sing Street was my favorite movie halfway through last year. I think still the better movie out of both years combined. Real Bay Plus. What happened, Mike?
I said there's still a lot of movies.
Oh, I'm just halfway through the year. I'm halfway. I mean, the year's not over. We got all the Oscar stuff coming out the second half. But this year's been a really good movie, strong movie.
Dunkirk hasn't come out yet either.
There's a lot of stuff that hasn't come out yet. So
we got
plenty of stuff to chew on. But for the first 6 months, a surprisingly good 6 months. So everyone get a chance to give me what their top five are of the year in any particular order and whatever the case is. And I'll start to give you guys a chance to kind of run it over. My number one is going to be Logan, clearly. Best movie by far. I won't say by far. I'll take it back. But it's definitely the best movie I've seen this year, which is surprising coming from a comic movie. I got Wonder Woman up there, top five. I put John Wick 2 for me was great. I'll put that at number five if I have ranking them. I love John Wick 2.
I like it. I mean, for now.
Get Out for me was another one that really surprised me. And then Baby Driver is the other one.
Baby Driver
is a really, really surprising movie.
Didn't that one just come out today?
It came out this weekend, yes.
Okay, well, I can't say anything. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I know. But it's really good. It's really good. It's a different Edgar Wright movie. It's really unique. It's good action. It's funny. Great all around. And the music is fantastic. That's one I highly recommend. Those who haven't seen it, that's a high, high recommend. I put that in my top five thus far this year. No doubt about it. Two with you, like what a five. And it could be the same movies, don't get me wrong, like that stood out to you this year. I know I haven't seen as many as I have, obviously. But what have you seen this year that, you know, you rank up there?
Well, I mean, obviously, Wonder Woman is up there. Good movie. Logan came out this year, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay. No, I think top of my list is definitely, that's the one that stuck out in my mind so far this year. It's definitely Logan.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And I, you know, just got it on Blu-ray a month ago or whatever, and I've watched like 3 or 4 times here at home. it even came with the black and white.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to watch that. I watched it on Cutter because my girlfriend, she hasn't seen it, Logan, yet, and so we put it on, and I want to watch it in black and white. I'm curious to hear what it looks like and how it is.
Yeah.
It may not add anything to it, but, you know.
That's definitely up there, Wonder Woman. Let me see, what else has stuck out in my mind? I mean, it's been out of garbage and some that are just, you know, burgers and fries, and I want more than burgers and fries.
Sometimes. Oh, I know. I agree.
I really like the Guardians of the Galaxy, too.
I like it. I liked it.
I thought it was okay.
In fairness to Chewie, he hasn't seen as many movies as I know I have, obviously.
I haven't seen Baby Driver, and I hear good things about it. That's on my list to watch in the theaters, but it's on my Netflix list.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Get to watch it. Yeah.
Obviously, I haven't seen Planet of the Apes, Lucky Bastard.
But that's July. That's in July, so I didn't count those. Because, I would have put both July releases in my top five already, if that's how good they are. But go ahead, sorry.
Yeah. Now those are the three that really stick out I can't put anything else on there legitimately because it's not been great.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm not gonna do top five mediocre.
I got you.
Top 10 at the end of the year, tough. But those are the only three that stuck out.
I would say. Well, I want to hear Mike's first before I got one. I think I'll bounce you guys away afterwards. But Mike, what about you? What are your top movies?
Logan belongs up there. I wouldn't put the Guardians 2 in there. I think Wonder Woman belongs there.
Yes, for sure.
I got one that I recommend to everybody is Lost City of Z. I think that's a really good movie.
I haven't seen that one yet, to be honest with you.
That's with Charlie Hunnam, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So actually, one good movie he made.
Well, I haven't seen it yet, so I won't speak to that, but I hear it's good. I missed that. I couldn't see the screen. I had a couple of chances. I just didn't get a chance to actually catch that. There has been a lot of good, like last year, there was a lot of good small movies. I've seen a lot of small movies. I just haven't reviewed them, but I've seen a bunch of them.
I want to recommend to you is I Don't Feel at Home in This World Anymore. It's on Netflix and it's really good.
Okay.
That's pretty good. I think I'm like everybody else. You know, like Wick 2.
Wick 2. Wick 2 is so much fun. I love that movie. For what it is. Yeah.
Just Lost City of Z, I think.
I did see John Wick 2. I did like that one.
Yeah, John Wick's great. Yeah, no, I agree. I think, yeah. I mean, it won't be in my top 10 of the year, but for right now,
so
it's
far,
up there. Yeah.
It's, like I said, I think Wonder Woman is just great.
Yeah,
and,
I agree.
A lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Look, I have problems with it. Like, I have problems with Guardians of the Galaxy 2 and Logan. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, I think they have problems with villain development, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
What about Lego?
Lego Batman, very good.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's top five for me.
I
left it out because I've seen more stuff, but Lego was really good, man.
I liked it. I enjoyed it, but I didn't like it as much as the first one. I like Lego Batman a lot more than I like Lego movie than Lego Batman.
No, yeah, that's a fair statement. I agree with that.
I thought that the music to it was a lot more catchy to Lego movie than Lego Batman.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was a different kind of way than it
is. Lego Batman was okay. I thought there was too many smart jokes for kids, because really the movie's aimed at kids. But I thought that it tried to do like that Bugs Bunny thing where, you know, how Bugs Bunny kind of worked on two levels. It had like an adult humor, and like a double entendre almost with adults and children. And that kind of got over like that. I don't think that Lego Batman worked like that. To me, even though they tried to do that.
That's fair.
But it was a pretty good movie.
It was a good one. And it's been good stuff. I think July is shaping up, and I can't wait for you guys to see those movies. And I'm still waiting for Dunkirk and all that. And I got Atomic Blonde, which may surprise people. And I'm watching that on Wednesday.
I heard that's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, if you want to go with me, Mike, we'll talk about it afterwards. But
you've already saw Spider-Man, which I'm going to punch you in the face. Because he didn't mention that to me.
Well, that was a hard one to get, dude. My friend got me. I could not get past this forward. But July is shaping up to be a ridiculously really
Split,
good month, man.
You put Split up there?
Not top five, but I really thought it was a good. I mean, if I had a top 10, I'd be
you
up there.
You think Split's better than Get Out?
I like Get Out better.
Mention Get Out.
I like Get Out a little better because I think... For me, it's a little, it had a little more meat to it. I love Split. I mean, Ron, I love the ending of it, obviously, because we're left with the Unbreakable 2, spoiler, you know. But it's really, really
by
good.
By the way, you said spoiler or
after. After, you know, I know.
Spoiled.
Hey, if you haven't seen the movie right now, too bad. But yeah, so hopefully, like I said, July looks monstrous. I mean, Planet of the Apes, man, you guys are going to love that movie. It's so good. But we're going to...
You know, a lot of people talking about that movie Colossal.
I saw that one. It was really good, but it wasn't as good as I wanted it to be. But it's worth watching. Colossal
is
a movie.
The one with what's her name?
Anne Hathaway.
Hathaway. Oh man, I don't know, man. I saw that trailer. I'm like, eh.
It's good, man. It's quirky, but it's a really good movie. I didn't get a chance to review. I did watch it. It's really good. It just wasn't like, oh my god, but it's worth watching. By the way, if you see it, it's worth the watch. It's really good, man. It's a good flick.
Just so you know,
it's different. I know, but it's different. It's quirky.
I got 12 minutes into Ghost in the Shell before I pulled my plug.
Oh man, yeah, that's.
It was brutal.
That's one of the worst of the year, not the worst.
Yeah. Is that
actually,
bad?
Actually, wow. what is real quickly? Which one? I'll start with Mike. Your worst movie so far, the worst one. And Chewy, think about that.
No, because I've been very selective about what I watch.
Yeah,
so
but you still,
far.
I mean, you put on Ghost in the Shell. Yeah.
it might be that one or Assassin's Creed. I saw December. Assassin's Creed all the way through. I'm a fan of the game.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Whatever, dude.
No, not the movie, not the game. The movie.
No, I'm a fan.
The game's fine.
I watched it all the way through, waiting for it to maybe. I thought maybe if I had low expectations, I would end up liking it, but no.
No. Chewy, anyone comes to mind?
I sat through Transformers. You know, you told me not to, but
definitely. Sorry to hear that.
Listen, I have a buddy.
I'll make any sacrifice for my kids.
Oh, I get it. You gotta do what you got. I saw it for free, so whatever. It's
fine. Yeah, exactly. I mean, honestly,
I wanted my free back.
It wasn't the worst movie ever, and
not ever.
Voted like the last one, but. I mean, whatever.
For me, that's probably the worst one this year.
It's a shame you can't ask for a refund on your time.
I wish I could. Actually, you know what? I take it back because I remember I reviewed the Bye Bye Man, which is horrendous. So, and it made Transformers kind of tolerable. But it's really, really bad. That's it. No, Transformers is terrible. Don't make no mistake. That movie's garbage. But it is what it is. But either way, let's move on. Real quick little Kim Kardashian, you know, who gives a crap segment of the show. But only Tree's going to care about this. I just found this out today. It was kind of funny. Obviously, they canceled Sense 8. Justifiably so.
Thanks for that.
But wait. For all the fan, Chewy, of the show.
I know.
They greenlit a finale so they can properly end the show, a two-hour finale on Netflix. Let's move on. Oh, and by the way, the My Little Pony trailer dropped. Let's move on. So, movie Tinder.
Hey, hold on. Kaylee's excited about that.
Moving on. So, there's some movie Tinder. Of course, these are the topics which we're going to swipe left that we think are we disapprove, and swiping right things we approve.
Before we get to that, there is one topic I want to bring up that I just read about the last couple of days.
Sure, bring it up.
What are you guys feeling about... HBO making a Watchmen series.
I have that on deck. We're gonna get to that. Hold up, I'll make, because I had that on my movie Tinder list actually. So yeah, first topic off the bat. So okay, fine. Let's jump on it. So Watchmen, Chewy, for those who don't know, HBO is releasing a series of the Watchmen based off the graphic novel, of course, it's Zack Snyder's movie a couple years back. So Chewy, right or left on that?
Dude, I could not swipe right enough, dude.
I agree with you. I'm like
the
really
movie,
quick. This is like the selfies with the...
I'm a fan. I actually like the movie, and I like the extended version better because Zack Snyder seems to make better extended movies than regular movies.
Agreed.
But nonetheless, the because of the source material, this was better suited for a week-to-week series, you know, 8 hours, 10 hours, whatever, to deeply explore and do great development and explore other areas of this universe than trying to, you know, slam it into a 3-hour movie.
I'm swiping right as well. My only concern with this is that I don't want to see them do the original movie, whatever, the graphic novel, and stretch it out with 10 episodes. I want something different. Give us something that takes place before the graphic novel, the early stories of Rorschach, and then a night owl.
Is that
all?
Mean like
no, I think this will give them the opportunity to explore those areas that the movie could not.
Oh, I hope so. I don't want to see the movie.
And HBO and you know Deadwood, The Wire, Game of Thrones.
You don't have to bring that stuff up.
You're preaching to the choir, right, for sure. There's no question.
I do think though that they have a history of showing some crap too. So
I don't doubt it's going to be good or bad. I just, for me, this is just a personal thing. I just don't want to see a retread of what we already seen. The movie was good. I liked the movie a lot. It's underrated, in my opinion. The graphic novel is fantastic. And I don't want to see it again.
The director's cut of the movie is fantastic.
It's even better than and the original was fine. Yeah. But you're right. The director's cut, definitely better. So let's see how it goes. But definitely left alone.
That's a Zack Snyder thing, dude.
It really is, yeah. And that's a whole different conversation. But let's go to the second one. Then there were a couple of trailers we'll jump into. And one is the Jumanji trailer. Mike?
I saw it today.
And?
I saw it.
Oh, Lord.
It's a big left, a big right.
Okay, as bad as, first of all, the three kids that they originally, or four kids that were in the beginning of the trailer, I was like, do I want to see these kids in a movie? And then it just got dumber after that. So,
So you're swiping a left on that one?
Right.
Okay. Chewy, what about you?
I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to put it on my... I'll Netflix it. I'll swipe right.
Netflix it.
I know The Rock. I don't care. I mean...
It's a left for me, a big left, man. I just
I gotta say goodbye.
It looked dope. It reminded me of Baywatch.
It looked terrible. And the other part is
Baywatch in the jungle.
Right, Kevin Hart is one of the worst actors. He is terrible as an actor. And then Jack Black, and I was like, and as a girl, and I was like, oh no.
My God, that could be so bad. This
might not be worse. The other thing was into a video, a cheesy video game, not even a Super NES or anything. Come on, man. Some video game nobody's ever played before.
Man, this can make Han Solo look good. I don't know, man. We'll, it's a big left for now. Maybe it surprised me, but the expectations in the dumps.
I have to say that it's going to be awful.
What about another one I saw? I'm not sure if you guys even saw the first one. I did not like the Bad Moms Christmas trailer.
I saw the first one. It was awful. I'm not going to see the second one.
I liked the first one, man. It was surprising.
I thought the first one is funny.
Yeah.
I watched it with my wife. She loved that one. I liked it a lot. And so she's been waiting for this one to come out when we heard they're making number two. And I'm right. I'm in.
Yeah, it was a funny trailer.
Well,
it was funny.
The only thing that you said that I identify with when it comes to that movie is number two. Okay, so I'll just say that I thought it was a piece of crap.
Big Mike's waiting for Bad Dad's number one, dude.
Right.
For
real. I'm gonna take my kids to the pool.
Watching that trailer for him made him long for Jumanji.
Right.
So let's talk about... Okay, so we got another trailer, which is on the TV side. This dropped this morning, I think, last night. The Inhumans. Marvel's Inhumans.
I saw it today as well.
Right or left? Sorry, Chewie. Right or left?
I'll give Marvel the benefit of doubt for TV shows. I go right.
Really?
Okay, I'm going to just say something. First of all, I'm just going to make this statement. This should give you how I feel that this is going to turn out. Agents of shit.
Yes.
Okay? That's...
Agent of what?
Agents of shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
I agree.
I cannot avoid this show fast enough. Even though Theon Greyjoy, what's
Ramsey.
His name? Ramsey Bolton is in this. I know.
Man, I didn't like the trailer.
The only thing that
man.
Got me semi excited was seeing Lockjaw. I was like, this movie looks terrible. Black Bolt with no mask. Crystal's wig looks ridiculous. I was watching her walk down the steps, and I was like, that looks like the fakest wig I've ever seen in my life. You can't even spend money on like animating the wig.
Yeah, they have to spend the money on IMAX apparently, because it's going to be released in IMAX the first two episodes first. I mean, I hear about the Marvel thing. but I'm going way left here because they're right. They gave us Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and this is on ABC.
It's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
If this was Netflix, then maybe we're talking different. But it just looks so bland.
I can't believe anybody's watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at this point. The show is so flipping bad.
Well, they almost canceled it, but they brought it back for whatever reason.
So can I assume we're not going to see the Comic-Con panel on this show?
Oh, no, dude. I'm swiping left on anything related to Inhumans at this point in time.
Actually, anything Marvel TV related, broadcast TV related.
Broadcast, yeah, exactly. Real quick, because I know I like them more. I think Mikey did too, and I know you're a big Ben Affleck, Mark. The Accountant 2 being announced.
You know what, man? I'll probably see it because I liked the first one, but it was really predictable, and I didn't think it was that good. It was, in retrospect, when I put it up against some of its contemporary movies, like I guess John Wick would be a good example of that. It's nowhere near. It's not in John Wick's stratosphere.
Not at all. No.
Right. Still on Earth, and John Wick is somewhere up by a satellite.
It's hanging out in the moon with the humans.
That kind of movie. But it was nowhere near as good.
No, I agree.
It was really friggin' predictable.
Chewie, did you see it, Chewie? The Accountant?
Yeah, the first one, yeah. It was okay.
It was okay. Yeah. It's fine.
The ending was, there was some issues with the ending, but I think overall, I think the first three quarters of the movie had me engaged, and I heard, obviously, number two. I was like, okay, well, there's room for additional storytelling. Let's see how it comes out.
Exactly. I'll go right. I'm curious. But
I'll look at it, too. Is that right, or is that kind of in the middle? You just kind of keep it there.
You put a maybe on that one. You put a maybe on that and go back to her later. She's kind of hot, but it's kind of weird. I'll go back to it. Lastly here, and this one, off the bat, I'm going to say way left. There was talk with some of the producers of the James Bond, whatever, who had the rights to it. And apparently they're in talks of making that a quote-unquote shared universe. For example, branching out into like the Money Penny's solo flick, the one who plays Money Penny now currently. Even a Ralph Fiennes character spinoff. He's taking over the head of the whatever the division of James Bond is, whatever. Man, Mike, I know you like James Bond for the most part.
I love James Bond. I
share universe? I mean, really?
No, I think that's stupid. The other part of this is Moneypenny is going to be who? That girl from Veep? I don't know what they're going to do. I just don't know what they would do with it.
They're doing talks. She's
a secretary.
Yeah, they haven't officially said, like, oh, for sure. But, I mean, they're done talking about it. I mean, I don't see another freaking universe.
If they want to do a shared universe, I would much rather see them do the CIA guy.
All right, just
instead, Felix, whatever his name is.
I'd rather see, man, they just give me a good movie. I don't want to see shared universe. I really don't. Enough with James Bond. It just doesn't make sense. I know they're maybe trying to be contemporary because everyone else is doing it, so why not throw your hand in the ring? But, Jesus Christ, that's...
Right, but you have to have a universe to have a shared universe.
Right, exactly. Right now, you have Bond, and that's about it. Chewie, any thoughts on that as far as the Bond, quote-unquote, shared universe?
I think that's just ridiculously waste of money and my time.
Yeah, agreed. I hope they don't go through with it. We're gonna get another Mummy experience with that, I got a feeling. Probably worse. But let's move on to TV with remaining time here, because a lot of good stuff that went down and finished and started and whatever the case is. So... I know Chewie, me and you watched this. Let's talk about Saw a little bit.
Okay.
That one ended. Just quick thoughts about the season and the finale itself.
Excellent season. I think best season to date for that show. I like where they took the story. I like how they deviated a little bit from focusing so much on the Mike storyline and put the focus back on Saul Goodman. Dude, Bill Esposito, can't say enough about Gustavo Fring, man.
Love that guy.
Awesome character. And I'm a little bit anticlimactic because we all knew what was coming as far as a spoiler with Theo Salamanca, but to kind of see how it developed, how Nacho played into it, and that dynamic was very interesting. But top notch all around, had enough twists, had enough surprises. The ending, I mean, if someone hasn't seen that, I don't want to give it away, but wow. I was like, holy cow.
Yeah, we won't spoil that because it was a really good finale, and the season was great, and you're right. You know, it's just what's good about the show, and I get it, some people might like it because it is very slow and methodical, and I get that.
I've never heard anybody say they don't like the show.
I've heard it not a lot, but a few people.
Some Breaking Bad fans,
even some, because they say it's
because I, you know, my buddy and Barbara Floyd, the band that does our intro and outro, he loves that show. He and he's a huge Breaking Bad mark. He's watched it like the whole series like three times.
I mean, it's great, and like I said, it's Imperium is great. I like that methodical storytelling. Because this is it's an origin story of Saul. It's basically what it is. But it's taking its time because they could have turned him into Saul in two episodes if they wanted to.
Right.
You know, but they didn't. They're taking its time because there's so much layers in there and why he actually becomes Saul, not just because he got slighted by an ex-person or whatever. And I like that build-up. It's so well-written, so well-done. They've renewed it for season four. No big surprise. I'm looking forward to that. If you guys are Breaking Bad fans, haven't seen it, are curious, it's on Netflix. Check it out. It's a show that kind of builds. It's a slow pace, very methodical. But once he gets into it, I think most people would like it.
The guy that's in it is fantastic. I haven't seen the movie, but mm-hmm. it's Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah, he's great.
I'm a fan of his, so I will be watching that. I haven't finished.
It's really good. It's really. And
I'm a loser, and I haven't finished Breaking Bad yet.
And I think, and it's funny because Nacho Chewy, he's actually in Spider-Man the Homecoming. It's kind of funny.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he's one of the. I was like, oh my god, it's Nacho.
Michael Mando.
Yeah, exactly. He's in there. I think he's going to be a recurring character. Apparently, I don't want to spoil anything. But yeah, not a huge spoiler, but whatever. The next one, and I think we all finished watching this, I think, and that's American Gods.
Yes.
Yeah. Mike, we'll start with you first. What do you think of the ending?
Okay. I'm just going to say this, and you guys are both probably going to disagree with me. I was hugely disappointed with the last three episodes of the show.
Ah, okay.
I felt that it was like a let's get ready to get ready with nothing... With a big nothing burger, to quote Van Jones. Okay, I loved a lot of things about the show. I was hyped about the show till about the seventh or eighth episode when I started to see, the seventh episode, because I was like, oh, there's only eight episodes in the series, and it doesn't feel like they've resolved Jack Bananas. And by the time the eighth episode rolled around, you were like, oh, this is it. You know, and to me, it was frustrating from a fan standpoint because I wanted some resolution to something, and to me, it just seemed like it was a whole setup for what's coming next season. And I'm like, that's disappointing. It's not, you know, you got to listen. Great shows give and take, right? They give you a little something and they take a little something back from you, and to keep you interested. To me, it was all take, you know?
I'll take a different approach to it. Initially I was complaining about that they're not giving us enough, and I'll agree with you there. And the first, I mean, there was a lot of... This whole series was like an act one of a movie, basically.
I felt like, let's get ready to get ready. That's what I felt like.
But I like how it ended, man. It left me wanting. It's like, oh, okay, now it sold me on, like, I'm fully invested. Okay, it took its time, and... I just felt like that last episode,
was,
you know,
way too long. It was like listening to a symphony that ends, and it's just instead of having a dun dun dun, and where it ends, it went like ba 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 ba, and that was it.
I just think it's gonna depend on what they do in season two. I mean, whether it can, you know, rise the rate, momentum, whatever.
Develop some story somewhere. I just felt, look, the performances were great.
Yeah.
Ian McShane is wonderful. I'm a huge Crispin Glover mark. The kid that played Mad, whatever his name is, the world's tallest leprechaun, was awesome.
Oh, he's great.
The wife was decent.
McSweeney, yeah.
Moonshadow was great.
Yeah.
You know, there was the Russian guy with the sledgehammer.
I love Mr. Nancy.
Yeah.
Right. There was some really cool stuff, yeah. and it was nice to see him kind of take off his mask at the end of the on the last episode. I'm talking about Mr. Wednesday, by the way.
Yeah.
I felt like that was really interesting and great, but I was very disappointed that was it. Wow. And that's where I'm coming from on that. I wanted more. That's what I wanted. I'm not complaining about what was there.
Right.
I wanted more.
Yes, you want a payoff, but I mean,
I want some payoff.
You want more. You want more. I mean, that's what it should give you. You leave wanting more.
I agree with that.
But dude, I want the give and take. I want to feel some satisfaction that they gave me something this season. And to be honest, I didn't get shit.
It was unconventional, which I like. Give me something different, do something different, and I appreciate that. And for me, you're right. It left me wanting more. And for me, I'm looking at that's a good thing.
There
was
nothing you got back from it. There was no give and take. That's where I think that
It depends how you look. I mean, I get what you say. I believe if someone told me, I'm like, okay, I get it. I get it. You know,
I'm not ripping it to shreds. Mm-hmm. I think it's a solid 3.5-star show. It's not Game of Thrones.
No. Nobody's saying that.
It's not even like it's not Breaking Bad. It's not Mad Men.
I agree, but I mean, it's a really good show,
it's a pretty good
show. It's a show that can really elevate.
I'll give him this. It's better than Black Sails.
That's not saying much. I mean, give it more than that, man.
It's a really good show.
Okay, it's better than Vikings.
Yeah,
I actually like Vikings.
I like Vikings too,
but this is a better show.
I didn't say that this show sucked.
No, yeah, he's not saying it's bad. He's just saying he was dissatisfied. No.
I wanted more.
I understand where he's coming from, and maybe he's coming because he's a book reader, so he probably has a little bit different perspective than me or you. Because
you know what? I wanted to get a little farther. I wanted to get to C. You know, I just didn't want A and B. I wanted C, a little bit of C.
I get it, and it's a fair gripe. But I mean, and so I'm hoping season two can really go to a new level because now the table's set. Now it's time to eat in the second season. That's what I'm hoping for, anyway. But next season, I don't want to see the same pattern here. I'll give you that much. Just get us to where we're going. You know,
I don't mind the. I actually enjoyed the Coming to America vignettes and giving the backstory on the different gods
through
that medium let's do a story and here's a flashback of this and then okay now next story
that was good.
I like how they mixed that in and sometimes it was one, sometimes it was two, sometimes there was one episode there wasn't any, it was just complete story. I'm like, oh okay.
No, it's a different approach and I appreciate that.
Here's my other issue with the show and maybe you guys can identify. I was kind of watching this as a book reader who was pretending like he wasn't a book reader.
Does that make sense? Because you have knowledge of me that I know because I haven't read the book and this is new.
Right.
That's a good point, though. I mean, you got two different perspectives, and I'm saying some people who know what's going on, you get a different take on it. Those who don't are intrigued by what they're seeing because it's new to them.
If I wasn't a book reader, I would have gotten to the end of episode 8 and said, wow, what did I just see? And that's my
I think it's definitely I can see it's been a divisive show because it's just the people. It's a good show no matter what.
I don't have an issue with the way the show was directed. I don't have an issue with the way the show was acted. There were some things that I didn't like about the show, but for the most part, the show was great. I wanted more.
I got you. I got you. What about...
He's going back for seconds.
I'm still hungry.
He wants more risotto.
He's got to bring more of those scallops. What about House of Cards? Another one that ended but came up.
Okay, have you seen it all?
Chewie, you saw it all?
Absolutely.
Okay. I saw it all.
I thought it was better than last season.
Oh, yeah, by far. I thought by far it was better than the last two seasons, to be honest with you.
I agree with that.
It's really good. It gave us back the Underworld we wanted to see that we saw in the first two seasons. Really good. Mrs. Underwood, Claire, I can't think of her name now for some reason. Robin Wright, she's fantastic on the show. Yes. And she has been consistently.
And beautiful.
Yes, she is. I mean, and she's aged very well. I can see why Forrest loved her. my Jen, eh? But it was really well done.
Oh, my God. I just realized that.
You didn't know that?
Holy shit, I didn't know that.
Really? Hello. Chewy. That's why he's still washing dishes.
That's why.
Wow, I didn't even know that. But
I think he's been demoted, actually.
For real, dude.
He's a valet. He's out of the kitchen.
The only thing I think, Mike, you touched base. I think we talked about it a couple off camera, but about the believability towards the end of what was going on. And I'll give you that.
It got kind of stupid.
It's like, okay, I mean, it didn't hurt the show. It's a gripe, but he planned everything, and everything was meant. No one's that smart. At the end of the day, no one can predict everything that came out. You can't predict all that stuff. But whatever, it's a show. It's not a big. It's a gripe, but not.
That was my only gripe about the show was that whole angle where Frank planned all of this.
Yeah, and exactly.
I just don't believe it. I can't believe it.
I agree.
And you know the thing that got me most pumped up was when Claire killed the boyfriend in that dude's house.
Oh wow!
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that was awesome. That was vicious.
Make sweet love and you're out.
I know. Did he even finish? I hope he did.
No,
he finished because, yeah, then afterwards it was like...
Right. Okay, yeah, gotcha. Okay,
sorry. She had the courtesy to let him finish.
Good for her. She's not a total biatch.
No, but that character was super annoying, and I was glad he was out. And that was my gimmick.
He was annoying, but I mean, it's great that, I mean, she's obviously crossed the line, because even... Right, she never did as much as he did.
This dude's got something on her now, so that's another part of it.
I'm sure it's going to be an angle.
Which I don't understand why she did that. It doesn't make sense to me why she did it there. You know, Kevin Spacey would have gladly had one of his goons kill the guy.
But I don't think Kevin would have, Underwood wouldn't want him dead to begin with. I don't think he wanted to get her hands dirty like that. And that's when she didn't tell him and surprise him with it after he confessed. But what he did, she's like, well, listen, I did this. So I don't think he ever would agree to, I'll kill him off. I think we just let him be and let it go and let's see what happens.
I think she's making two huge, or whatever. Now we're making suppositions.
I mean, of course, yeah. But I mean, I would love to see that next season.
By freezing him out, I think she's screwing up because he's a guy that can really, this other guy becomes inconsequential when it comes to Frank. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, no, and I can't wait for that. They're going to battle head to head, and I think it's the last season. I hope it is. It shouldn't go beyond this season.
I think that's
season 7,
right?
Six. I hope
then. Six.
Yeah, I hope then that it's 6. I don't want to. If it goes on more, it's going to be a little bit of. But let's see. But ended really well anyway.
I thought it was a great show.
Yeah, Fargo. Chewie, you want to talk about that one?
Oh my God, Rick, I cannot say enough things about Fargo, man. The unique aspect of the story is like each season's its own story, so you don't have to watch 1, 2. Or anything, but I like how they tie all these stories together, either through characters, through locations, through events, and the way that it ended. I mean, there was enough twists and surprise in there for me that I just absolutely love this season.
Yeah, and McGregor was great, playing both characters, and it's a really, really good show. That's a show, not.
But also Nikki, I'm not sure I can remember her, the actor, actress's name. She was great.
Agreed.
Confronting, towards the end, how she tried to set him up. I mean, it was so, so good.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate it's a show that's not watched a lot, much like Saul isn't, but it's really good. It's really, really good.
It may not be watched a lot, but it's not because it's not good. It's
on my list
show.
Of crap to do.
That's really good. It's really good. We'll talk about two shows that released recently. One, which we talked about last year, was Preacher. I saw that, obviously, I think they released a two-night premiere or whatever event on AMC. Loved it.
It's on my DVR. I haven't looked at it yet. Last season was very good.
It's good, but this season is doing what the show I thought should have done last season and just go all out.
I think one of the issues in season one was that they didn't swing for the fences from the first episode.
Yes.
It was a slow build. I hate that. I hate the slow burn. There was a lot of things about last season that I really liked. There's just some, what is his name? The guy that was in,
Rorschach?
The guy that was in Bad News Bears.
Yeah, Rorschach. Who played Rorschach in Watchmen. Yeah.
Earl Jack Haley.
Some of that, whatever. Some combination of those words.
He was great in that, and he had to go. But it was.
This season is doing what I want the show to be, and know what you are. You're a ridiculous premise show and all that. You're out there. Give us something. Be what you are. Don't try to be something. Right. Don't take yourself too seriously. What that first season did. The beginning scene of the next scene is fantastic. Yeah. It's so good. I mean, it's balls to the wall. I love it. And
I'm a
it's
huge
really
fan
good. Yeah.
Of
so good.
Ruth Negga, who I think
she's
is really
great.
Good.
She's really,
yeah,
she is really, really good. But you got to catch them. I know they did 2 episodes and all that. And then Globe, Mike. I know you said you haven't seen that one.
No, I haven't looked at it yet, but I know you. I know you've seen it already a couple episodes.
Yeah, so, man, Chewie, we started watching Globe. I think Chewie's 4 episodes in. I think about 7. We talked about it. We both swiped left on Movie Tinder on that show. And now here we are, and it's really good, man.
Really?
It's surprisingly good. It's a comedic drama, I guess.
Is Anna watching it with you or no?
No, because I started watching my own because I didn't think she'd like it. And I got into it, and I'm already in it. I don't go back and watch it. She missed the boat. But it is what it is, man. We start from the beginning, you're on your own. But it's only like 30 minutes, 35 minutes. It depends. Sometimes shorter, sometimes longer. It tells you exactly how much story, and it gives you enough time to digest the story. It doesn't go too long. An hour would have been too long for the show. That director, Chewie, the guy who plays the director, is so good. The guy with the mustache, I forgot his name, but he's awesome. He's so good. I forgot the name, but she plays the main character. She's great. It's got a lot of wrestlers.
Alison Brie,
yeah, she's fantastic. Her friend's great, and it's like wrestling. It's over the top, and it deals a lot of the character creations, a lot of our wrestling. What makes it what the importance of the heel and all stuff that you're gonna appreciate as a wrestling fan. But beyond that, it's really good drama. It's really good, man. Chewie, what are your thoughts on that?
No, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, I think I swiped super left when you guys were talking about it. I'm like, yeah. Are you kidding me? Glow.
I know. That's what I thought.
And I am actually a wrestling fan from back in the day, not anymore. I've grown up a little bit. But I read an article in USA Today and said, okay, it's very, very good. It's funny. I was like, okay, I'll give it a shot. And ever since then, I was like, oh, man, this is really good. It's funny and it's a good story. I like it. That's 30 minutes. But I was genuinely surprised. I was like, oh, man, it's really, really good.
No, yeah, exactly. It's a show that if you haven't seen it, it's only 10 episodes, I think. So it's only 10 episodes. It's an easy watch. So that's one I highly recommend, Mike, when you jump into it. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that when you jump in. Yeah. But that's all the time we got. We're going to end on that note and all that. We'll make the rounds. Mike, anything you want to add?
Well, I wanted to just congratulate, and on the, while we're talking about wrestling, I want to congratulate Mauro Ronaldo for landing the Showtime boxing gig for the Conor McGregor Mayweather fight.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So he's got that. Plus, he's going to start doing WWE NXT as a play-by-play guy as well. So I'm a big fan of his. I think he's a great commentator. I'm really disappointed that this match was made between McGregor and Mayweather, but I'm happy for him. I think it's going to be hard to sell that crap to anybody because, you know, McGregor is, you know, boxing. Mayweather's a professional boxer. McGregor is a mixed martial artist that can box a little. And really, it's like a Rocky story almost, where, except that he's got no chance to beat the champ. So
I agree, but it'd be fun press beforehand.
No, there's good. Listen, the press conferences are going to be 5-star.
Yeah, but the match itself will be dumb. But either way, yeah.
Other than that, I just I'm glad we're here tonight and we're going to have a great time.
Absolutely, Chewie. Anything else to add there? I guess not. thanks, Chewie. So this is all time we have. We're gonna release our 90s spectacular coming up in a couple of days, probably around July 4th, about 4 or 5 days from the Independence Day, of course. Don't forget to catch. We had the Father's Day special we did a couple weeks back. We had our 80s retrospective, which I really enjoyed. Of course, catch myself the reviews on YouTube under the Real Mentor. Chewie, I think Chewie's back. Anything to add before I sign off, Chewie?
See who I miss, but always a pleasure, a lot of fun. Shout out to three of my fans, maybe
my
only fans,
but
my children.
His fan.
And he's got the cast of Sense 8 thanking him for making a finale.
I might have lost a few fans down in LA, so
yeah.
Always a pleasure and looking forward to the next.
All right, guys, we'll see you guys next time.